said, Nay. Then say they unto him, Say now Shibboleth. And he said, Sibboleth. For he could not frame to pronounce it right. Then they took him and slew him at the passages of Jordan. And there fell at that time of the Ephraimites 42,000. That's a long line. So they said Sibboleth 42,000 times. Right? That's a lot. I mean, you need ships for that. That's a lot of Sibboleth. Okay. Now, what's the significance of this story? Well, let me explain first of all what's taking place here. So one thing we know for sure is that the Ephraimites, the Gileadites, and Manassites, they all look the same. Right? Because they specifically said, are you an Ephraimite? And they would say, nay. And they couldn't tell whether they were foreigners or they're part of Gileadites. Visually, as far as their appearance is concerned, the clothing that they had or whatever it may be, they couldn't really distinguish if they were Gileadites. So what was it based upon? It was based upon what they said. They were able to distinguish if they were the enemy based upon the words that came out of their mouth. By thy words, thou shalt be justified. By thy words, thou shalt be condemned. Now, what is Shibboleth? Wait, I don't know. You can't really compare it with anything in the Bible because there is no definition in the Bible that explains what it is. If you were to just look it up on the internet, like on a dictionary, what is Shibboleth? You know, it gives a general definition of what it is, but we don't know if it's that for sure. It's basically saying that, you know, it's a phrase or some type of word that would detect if a person is who they say they are, okay, based upon how they pronounce it, right? And some people have different opinions on that. Either way, this was a linguistic type of a test that they can use to prove that these people were actually Ephraimites or not. And it was simply based on the what? The sh. They could not say the sh part. So the most menial pronunciation they could not pronounce, and they gave themselves away simply by using this linguistic test that exposed them of who they really were. Pretty interesting, is it not? And no one can pronounce it. Now, why is that? Well, if you read the book of Nehemiah, you'll see that because the people were intermingled so much, many of the Hebrews were not able to speak the Hebrew language because they're so intermingled, they're so mixed in with foreigners and those who were of opposite religions and gods. They became so intermingled that they were no longer even able to speak in the Hebrew language. So we see they weren't able to pronounce it. So it could be that Ephraim at this point was becoming so intermingled because we are looking in the book of Judges. Where idolatry was taking place, where did they learn idolatry from? Well, I don't know. Remember in chapter 1 that they allowed who? The Canaanites to dwell among them? They were probably influenced. They probably began to talk like them, and that's how they gave themselves away. Okay? So that's what we see there. Now, what is the practical application to this? Go to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. Let me give you a couple things here. So let me first and foremost say this, is that what reveals something about a person? It's the words that come out of their mouth. Okay, because the Bible does say, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And in fact, if you remember Peter, when he denied the Lord, he denied him thrice, correct? And a woman came to him and said, thou art a Galilean. And he denied it, and she said, thou art a Galilean, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. In other words, what he's saying, hey, the way you talk and what you said is basically revealing who you really are. Thou art a Galilean, in another portion it said, and thy speech agreeth thereto. So what he said was in direct connection with who he was as far as where he was from, who he followed. They knew he was with Christ because of the words that he said. So we see that words are important, and words can often describe who a person really is. You know, what comes out of your mouth often determines who you really are down deep inside. What comes out of your mouth, the things that you talk about, is often a clear vision. It's a panorama. It's like a television into your heart. Because whatever is in your heart is going to eventually come out of your mouth. Right. You know, Let me have one conversation with you and I'll tell you what's important to you. Let me have one conversation about spirituality, about things of the spiritual, about the Bible, and I'll tell you how much Bible you know. Let me talk to you about just anything, and I can determine what is really in your heart. Why? Because your speech reveals who you are. Say Shibboleth. Say Shibboleth. And if you said Sibboleth, you just revealed who you really are. You're not really a Gileadite. You're not really a Manassite. Who are you? You're an Ephraimite who can't frame to pronounce it. Now, this is practical, and this is applicable to false prophets, is it not? Look at verse 31. It says, "Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men." Now, what is he specifically referring to? The fact that the Pharisees were saying that Jesus Christ had Beelzebub as a spirit. They said this. Verse 32, "And whosoever speaketh the word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye being evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of good treasure of the heart bringeth forth that good things. And an evil man out of evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Now there's two manners. There's two ways you can spot a false prophet. Number one, by the fruit they produce, right? You can spot a false prophet in behind the pulpit based upon the fruit that's in the church, correct? But what about infiltrators, false prophets who are not pastors, they're not evangelists, they're not preachers, they're just within the congregation? Well, one sure way to do it is by the things that they say, by the doctrines they believe. The Bible says, try the spirits. And that's often in reference to the words that are coming out of their mouth. Why is that? Well, because of the fact that false prophets can't help but preach false doctrine. It'll eventually come out. If they believe in a works-based salvation, it's going to come out. And not, I'm not talking about like a slip of a word, okay? I'm talking about they will eventually teach it. If they're a stinking oneness, modalist, heretic, twofold more, a child of hell, they will reveal it out of their mouths. It's going to come out. You know, their folly shall be made manifest. But what did Paul say? "But thou hast known me and my doctrine." Doctrine is teaching. He's like, you know what I teach. You know my doctrine. You know what I preach. Well, in like manner, these infiltrators, these people who are ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, what the Bible says that are corrupt, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, you can spot them based upon what they say, the words that come out of their mouth. Because when you tell them, pronounce Shibboleth. Shibboleth. You talk to a modalist. Well, we believe, you know, we're not oneness or modalist, but the words that are coming out of their mouth is like, yes, you are. Yeah. Dominique Davis. Yes, you are. Tyler Baker. Yes, you are. Garrett Kirschway. Doesn't matter what you try to say or how you try to twist it, what comes out of your mouth is that you're oneness. You're a modalist. You're a heretic. Regardless. Why? Because you can't pronounce Shibboleth. You're having a hard time pronouncing Shibboleth. Shibboleth. You know, what do you believe? Well, I believe it's by faith. But you know what? Faith without works is dead, being alone. Right? I'm saved. No, you're not. Because you can't pronounce Shibboleth. You can't pronounce salvation. You can't pronounce salvation by grace through faith alone. You can't seem to pronounce once saved, always saved. You pronounce Shibboleth is what you do. So what they say, what people say, often gives them away.